other very human authors, some 40 authors, 39, 40 authors to this book. That is not ultimate author of this book. That is a story from Genesis to Revelation, and in many ways, we are part of this story that continues on. A meteorologist to devise a computer model to map and predict weather patterns. And what he found as he was developing his program is that the most inconsequential factors can have massive effects. He developed the theory, which is now China, and then in Florida, it develops into a hurricane. The small thing through different types of energy that can have a massive effect on the other side of the planet. That's a little bit hyperbolic in one sense, and it doesn't factor in the fact that we have a sovereign God. The sovereign God, what that means, sovereign means, as many of you know, is rule, control. Find this today in a very profound way is that in real we see a butterfly effect. We see a one turn that movement into a field and it sets off the same reaction of things that happens even to us. God seems sometimes to be off stage in a lot of his story. He seems a little bit off stage. But if you're paying attention clearly, he is central and the central character in the world. And that's kind of an insight between the author and the audience. What it looks like to the key characters, especially Ruth, Boaz, and Naomi, is that God is a little bit off stage, and yet he's thinking in the And there is something for us to take away from it as we look at chapter 2 today. The key point is this: the one who places their faith in God is the one who shares in the blessings of God's sovereign plan. And yet, the choices of what we do matter is probably the second biggest mystery in Scripture. The first being the three directors of Providence are one of the fact that God is both three and one. The second thing that we want to do is the idea that God is in the fifth control and yet the choices we make matter. We see this a little bit already in the Jerry says at the beginning. Today, just a quick recap of the 22. But we found this school of work and Ruth and Naomi found themselves to be widows. Naomi's mother in law, Orpah, and Ruth, and Moabites, and their cousins in law, and all of us have husbands. Naomi has a husband, Elimelech, and her sons, Malon, Kilian, kings of Moab, and his descendants, they've done. Almost, and it almost is never good enough. She was there to walk alongside them, but then she that's family, your country, and your business. To follow Yahweh, you can't be an enemy, and to be any way a father of God. There is no sense to people to recognize God's word, but to claim it for kingdom and not for kingdom. Thank you. they got back. Right? It said it's part of the market, which is May and Co-May, and they got one to 3 months each year. And remember, this was a land that had been in famine, and so God was blessing and providing. All the time, this past year in this sense, and Ruth decides to go and do something. It says she set out, she wanted to believe that God burned her, what she did. And she made this bold request, work into a state. It says, let me go to see how they came among the ears of great people. She's not really asking permission, but in a sense, there's this probably this. But it is making a stretch of the movies and stuff, you know what's happened. Where you're looking at this, sometimes it's not feeling good. You know, you're looking at them, and you're follow that guy, that's going to be good. Elizabeth, come on, give Mr. Darcy a chance. You're just hoping, you know, it's going to happen. I'm going to bring that's really the same question for Princess Katrina. She ended up in the sea and beaten. But it says he requested to reap among the seeds. That's not what the preacher was supposed to do. She's supposed to pick up the leftovers or the ashes. The seeds are the gathered stalks. stronger than you. Thank you. sometimes we get to do things for ourselves that are always better than maybe they should be. And so for the problem, it's not going to be wrong. And this thing that you tell me, but this stick did it. To seek God's guidance. God's person does this. His love.
Faith in him, you will miss this, and it will become a frustration.
Faith results in action. Jesus here, her faith, her newfound faith in Yahweh. You get the idea here. She knows God's law. I'm going to go read. I'm going to go read in the Bible. How did she know this? Yahweh provides her with the evidence, and this simply sets out to apply this application in her life. She simply follows what she believes the law. Thank you. done is not to upset us. He wasn't looking to get his notice. But in fact, if you came to talk to us now, this poor individual, this is Esther, that little white girl who came and stuck with Naomi. And Joseph took her to his father-in-law. She said to Naomi, she's under no obligation. She could not back. Somebody their obedience embodied God's grace to others. And see the kindness of Yahweh to others.